This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I am your host, Severt Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time they were on the show was back in April of this year. I'm talking about no other than BioCore Rx, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICX. And with us today is the CEO, CFO, and director of the company, Ms. Lourdes Felix. Lourdes, it's great to meet you, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I enjoy being on your show and look forward to our interview.
For those new to BioCore Rx, they're an addiction treatment solutions company that offer a unique approach to the treatment of substance use and other related disorders. Lourdes, can you give us a quick reminder about your company and the treatment solutions you offer?
Sure, I'd love to. So BioCorex, we are a hybrid of healthcare and biotechnology. On the operational side of our company, our divisions, we have a couple of programs, one for substance use disorder and alcoholism, and we also have a weight loss program that we developed and launched 3 years ago. So, and we also have our R&D division, which I like to refer to as our inflection point. It is our subsidiary, BioCorex Pharmaceuticals, where we are taking our main product pipeline, BICX-104, through regulatory approval.
BICX-104 is your current pipeline product, and it's a biodegradable, long-acting subcutaneous pellet designed to treat opioid use and alcoholism. Since your last update on the FDA approval for BICX-104, where are you in the process of human trials?
Yeah, so let me give you a quick recap of where we've been with BICX-104. So we began the regulatory process for BICX-104 back in February 2019, and we are now in three and a half years into the regulatory process. So we successfully completed the preclinical study phase back in Q1 of 2021. We then filed our IND with FDA in Q1 of 2021, and the FDA did approve our IND application in May of 2022, which actually allowed us to move into the next phase, which we are currently in, which is human trials. So where we are right now is that we are actively in the process of clinical trial recruitment. There will be a total of 24 healthy volunteers participating in the human trials. And for those of you that don't know what an IND is, that was filed last year, which allowed us to go into human trials. It's an investigational new drug application. So it's basically a request to FDA to be able to administer BICX-104 in clinical trials. And so that's what was approved last year, our IND application, which allowed us to move into the current phase. So we are well on our way into the human trials with recruitment currently happening.
Now, Lourdes, let's talk a bit about Beat Addiction Recovery, your treatment program. Is there anything new going on with Beat Addiction Recovery? Are there any new potential partnerships?
Yes, I would love to share that information. So I'd like to touch on a little bit of what many people refer to as VR, which is virtual reality. According to the NIH, which is the National Institute of Health, virtual reality, or VR, it's a powerful technology that can be used to enhance the assessment of mental health, with the goal being that individuals would be transported into an interactive virtual world that's controlled by a clinician. And some of the advantages there are being looked into can be mental health assessment and treatment to improve mental health outcomes. And so now that being said, we are partnering up with a company by the name of 2B3D. And what they have done is they have created a metaverse platform that incorporates the ability to seek out mental wellness treatment into a gamified or virtual reality world. Their goal is to be able to help our veterans. As we all know, many of our veterans suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. And so what this will be able or allow these individuals to do is it'll allow our veterans to be able to reach out to mental health professionals using a personalized online interaction. And so this will be something that can be accessible no matter where they are in the world. So it is truly groundbreaking. It is something that we're very, very excited about to be partnering up with 2B3D on this effort. And as many of our investors know, BioCorrects, our flagship, is our Beat Addiction Recovery Program. It is a medication-assisted treatment program. And so the medication that that is combined with the social aspect of our program is our CBT modules, our cognitive behavioral therapy. And so what will be done is we will have many aspects of the CBT that will be incorporated into this metaverse, into this platform that 2B3D has created. So we're very excited to be partnering up with them. So there'll be more to come on that. I would be glad to share more updates in the near future with you all. But that is where we are right now. So we're very excited for this partnership.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Using VR concordance with your drugs and to combat addiction and PTSD, that just sounds like the future right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, since the start of the pandemic, how has the momentum shifted for BioCore RX leading up until today? Are there any notable changes?
You know, I have to say that 2022 has been significantly different than the past 2 years. I call it post-COVID. Obviously, you know, that pandemic is still around, still alive, still something that the world has to get through still. But for our business, you know, the last 2 years, as with any business in the world, has, you know, it's taken its toll on everyone. But I do have to say that being back out there on the road this year, participating in conferences, whether on the operational side with trade shows or investor conferences, we are seeing that there are more individuals out there. You know, you know, Zoom was great during the last 2 years, but there's nothing like getting back out there and seeing folks face to face. So we're very, very happy and glad to see that, there are more individuals now. We're getting out there and starting to see each other again. So, I think that shift, is very good and is something that, we continue to look forward to in the next coming, the rest of this year and in the next coming years as well.
Where could people find out more about BioCore RX?
So our website, where you can take a look at each of our divisions and BioCorrects Pharmaceuticals, is www.biocorrects.com. And if you'd like to send an inquiry or an email, you can reach out to us at info@beataddiction.com.
Ms. Lourdes Felix, she is the CEO, CFO, and director of BioCore RX, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICX. Lourdes, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully, we'll see you in another 45 to 55 days to give us an update.
Thank you so much. Pleasure being on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.